Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, Coach. Welcome to the podcast today. Before we jump in, I would like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Those machines are sturdy. They will not break down. They were like my old Explorer. They would run. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's your one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's unlike anything out there. You know, you can join all these other courses, but I'm guaranteed you don't get their cell phone number. You don't get one-on-one calls. You don't get, you know, hey, Tuesday, I need to call with you. That's what makes teachhoops.com different. We have everything you need to become a better basketball coach. Doesn't matter if you're youth, doesn't matter if you're high school, doesn't matter if you're college. We're here to help. We're here to mentor you through this great journey we call coaching. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
This week's episode is going to be, I want to become a head coach. I think over the next month or so, I'm going to do, you know, going through the basketball interview process, kind of things like that, things that I've collected over the years for that. But you know, it doesn't matter if you want to be a head coach of a junior high team, you want to be a head coach of a high school team, you want to be a head coach of a junior college, whatever it is, I think there's some key components that you as a coach need to be able to do before you do that. So I'm just going to go through these and I think they'll be helpful. So first thing I think you have to ask yourself is, you know, especially if you're an assistant coach, if you want to leave, which is great. I only hire assistant coaches that hopefully want to be a head coach or want to leave at some point. You know, if you want your first job or your first head job, or maybe even looking for your first assistant job, you have to ask yourself, where do I want to go? Why do I want to go there? And what can I do? What can I bring to the table in that community, in that school, in that specific basketball program? So I think you have to start making a list. Yes, I can tell you, I'll tell you a personal story of mine before I got my first head job. I took a list. I knew about the geographic area I wanted to be in. I looked at every possible boys, because I wanted to coach boys at that point. Every boys basketball program that was available, I took the list and I went through and went, nope. Nope. Yep. That's a possibility. Ooh, I really like that one. And the funny thing is the list that when I was done, there was probably 10 or 15 schools. And the school I ended up with was in that 15. So I think that all won't always be the case. What I also tell people is you can always go take a job. If you don't like it, you can always change it. You can always look for a better job. You can always look for a more supportive community, a more supportive administration, whatever it is, especially if you're in the high school ranks. If you're coaching AAU or you're looking to do something like that, you can always find another program. There's always people looking for good coaches. So that's the first thing. You want to become a coach. You got to ask yourself why, where, how, when. You know, those typical questions that you always ask. Has this community won before? Has it not won before? Why is the coach leaving? Was the coach fired? Was the coach not fired? What's the salary? How are you going to do that? So all of those questions you kind of have to work yourself through. And I know I did. We'll talk about this in the next episode or the following one, where I actually have interview questions for you. I have things that you can, questions that you can ask, questions that they can ask back at you. A little mock interview process that I think is helpful. But if you want to become the head coach, you have to ask yourself, what is it that I want? How do I want to go about it? I think all those are very important. Now, if you're thinking of getting into the high school level, I always tell people, do you have the proper certifications? If you're coaching in Texas or you're coaching in Wyoming or Wisconsin or something, are there specific coaching certifications that you need? I know USA Basketball offers a certification. I know the National Association of Basketball Coaches has some sort of certification or membership. There's all sorts of those kind of things that I think you have to get out. And if you're thinking of becoming a teacher, obviously you're going to be a teacher before you're a coach. You have to have the proper certification. You probably want certification in an area or a discipline that would be easier to get a job, especially in today's educational field. Cross-categorical teachers and things like that, it's definitely easier to get a job if you have some of those things. But do you have the proper education? I also tell people, if you want to be a head coach or you want to be a coach, you got to go out and coach. I mean, it sounds obvious, but if you at some point you want to lead the ship, you better be a mate on the ship first. So go out, volunteer. I'm always looking for summer coaches. I'm always looking for people that are volunteering, people that can help at all my different levels, all of those things. Go out and coach. Go find a volunteer job. Go find a summer job. Find a youth program job. Find something, because the way that you become a better coach is you have to coach. Being an assistant is great.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
I'm taking these sunglasses off for those of you that are watching me. I feel like I don't know. Anyway, go find a job and coach. I think that's super important. I'm just pulling out my notebook here so I don't forget anything. So I think that's super important. I also think, and this is the same in the business world. It's the same in educational field, it's the same in any field that you go to. A lot of times, you can tell some of the college coaches if this is true. It's who you know. It's not what you know. And obviously, they all know a lot, but you have to start networking. If you want to get a job, doesn't matter if it's at the junior high, high school, maybe you're networking with the superintendent, you're networking with the athletic director, you're volunteering to be the softball coach so that you can maybe get in to be the basketball coach. Networking is very, very, very important. No matter what job you're in, you're definitely going to want to network, and you're going to want to make sure that you have those connections, because you never know what door, who's going to open what door. I'll get it out. I can tell it's a Monday when I'm doing this. So you never know who's going to open what specific door for you. So go out, work camps. So I tell coaches, especially before your first job, go out and work camps, do as many as you can, network with other young coaches, because eventually one of those coaches might get a job, they might hire you, especially if you're thinking of the college level. There's basically two avenues to getting to a college job, especially at the higher levels. You're a player, and then you GA, you're a graduate assistant, and then you coach, then you get hooked up that way. That's the first way. The second way is through the high school ranks, but then you better be networking. You better be working camps. You better be known, because it's a trust issue for a lot of those college coaches. So make sure that you're networking. Another category that I think is super important that we don't talk about enough is you got to become a connoisseur of the game of basketball. And, you know, if I could pan my camera around, I won't because it's stationary right now, but I have books and DVD. I mean, you can see some of the books, but I have DVDs. I have old VHS tapes. I have so much information. It's overwhelming. You have to be a reader. You have to be somebody that's going to take in content. And to be honest with you, it's a little side note. That's why I started teachhoops.com. I wanted to build a community. I wanted to build resources. I wanted to build all that stuff that coaches would need so they could take it off their table at that point and you know, talk to other coaches, do that kind of stuff. But you should be reading. You should be looking up new plays. You should always be questioning yourself. We take a 2-week window right now. And then after that, we're back to work. You know, we're back thinking, okay, how can we tweak our offense? How can we? So you have to be a student of the game. You really have to be a student of the game if you want to be a coach at any level, but especially if you want to be a head coach and you want to lead the ship, you definitely have to be willing to pay the price and be a student of the game. And that's going to clinics. You know, there's clinics all over the country. You know, PGC Glacier runs some great ones. USA Basketball runs some. Nike runs some. You can find a clinic if you really want to. I'm thinking of running an online clinic a little bit later on at some point. But, you know, that's why, you know, and there's resources. There's YouTube. There's the library. There's, you know, an infinite number of resources. If you want to become a better coach and a master of your craft, you have to go out and do it. So yes, are all the other things important? Yes. Figuring out the right community? Yes, that's important. Knowing what you're looking for? Yes, that's important. You know, getting the proper certifications and education? Yes, that's important. Networking, working camps? Yes, that's important. But those aren't important if you don't know how to teach a ball screen, or you don't know how to cut off or teach a player how to slip off a high ball screen or something, or you don't know how them to properly shoot a jump shot, those kind of things. I'm just picking things out of the air. So you have to be able to teach the game. And I have always found that teachers are great coaches, because it is the same thing. And it is my classroom, the basketball court. You know, and that 84 feet is the exact same thing as that what happens in my classroom. I think that's important. So taking education classes, getting out there and reading, joining teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better, like how I threw that in, all those kind of things will make you a better coach. It's not just one thing. It's not just that one guy you knew, because if he gets you the job and you don't know anything, you're not going to have a job very long. So make sure you get out there. You're a teacher first. You're a student of the game, and then the jobs will open up. They will. There'll be plenty of jobs out there. If you're willing to move and you're willing to pay the price, you'll be able to find that right job. So if you have any questions or comments, put them down below. I'd be more than happy to help you. If you have a question for me, email me at steve@teachhoops.com, and I can probably help you along this journey for sure. I mean, that's why I do this. Make sure you subscribe and like if you like this. We would really, truly appreciate that. And like I said, I'm not sure if it's going to be next week or the week after, but I'm definitely going to get one out there about interviewing, about trying to get a job. I think because all those things I think are super important. So, hey, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that. Please go over and subscribe and like and leave a review and tell me what you're thinking of these podcasts. I got some great ones coming up. We're going to be looking at I think job applications kind of, I know there's a lot of people that listen to this that want to talk about questions, talk about those kind of things. I think that's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. Then my interview process starts back up now. And so if there's anybody that you think that you would want to hear, let me know. It's steve@teachhoops.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.